Good morning. It's Saturday, October 1st, 8:31 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. I'm just starting out on my walk this morning. Usually I walk for 15, 20 minutes, get warmed up before I start talking, but the weather is so lowery here that I'm not sure I'm going to get the whole 40-minute walk in today. So in order to get the podcast out, I thought I'd start walking and talking at the same time. I put out the picture this morning. I think that's Daisy. It's either Daisy or Jane, one of the two dairy cows here at Laurie's Farm. Yesterday's big doing was the Cumberland County Fair, the 148th annual Cumberland County Fair. Well, it's pretty shocking, at least to me, is that we started figuring when the last time was that I could have possibly attended the Cumberland County Fair. And it would have been something like the 106. 42 years at a minimum since I've attended the fair. I took some pictures last night. They went out to Twitter, so if you look at my tweet stream, you should see them. You can also find them on my Flickr stream. It's a classic small county fair, an agricultural fair. We watched the international pull last night for a little while. I'm going to put this phone in my pocket because it's starting to drip a bit. Horse pulling, where a pair of draft animals, in this case horses, tries to pull a sledge full of concrete. Pull it 3 feet. Two horsepower. In this case, quite literally, two horsepower. They tend to balk at around 10,000 pounds, 5 tons. Pretty astonishing. Magnificent beast, honestly. Now, I have to say that the Cumberland County Fair has never been a big part of my life growing up here in Maine, even though it was a big thing in the local region. We weren't connected to the farming community then the way my sister is now. You go and you see some of the livestock, and you see some of the people who are working the livestock. There's a sheep farmer who lives apparently right here around the corner. We stopped to talk to for a while. Beautiful sheep. It's a great opportunity for me to get out, listen to Maine accents again, because there's a lot of Maine accents. And it struck me a little funny that it was the international pull, and we had teams from Canada. That was why it was the international. Apparently it's a fairly big thing. Of course, pulling here in the Northeast, across the Maritimes. See where it might be. Expensive equipment, tractors, and log haulers, skidders, man with a pair of good horses can get back in the woods where some of these more mechanical pieces can't go anymore. The horses are expensive, but they're beautiful. They also don't take petroleum to keep them running. Most of what they need, they can grow locally. Keep them in hay, even keep them in grain. Grow oats around here. Very interesting idea. Harkens back to something that Joss Whedon did in Firefly, in the sort of Wild West milieu. The low technology of a man and a horse. Transportation makes a certain amount of sense if you don't have a guaranteed source of petroleum products. Gasoline becomes problematic. This is the unfortunate part about talking when I start out, is that I've got this honk of road beside 202. And even though it's a Saturday morning, I still have all these cars going by. Oh, in case I forget, at the end of this, I'm going to tack on a promo that I did for Seth Harwood's new book, In Broad Daylight. I'm going to start adding on stuff as I find it, things that you might find interesting or might not, but I'll tack them on the end, and you can listen to them if you like, or call it off as soon as I get to the back gate. It's your choice. It was fun walking through the barn yesterday, having the chickens and the pigs. And of course, the cows don't say much. When the cows talk, things start happening. So that's kind of cool. But the chickens are funny. We went and collected eggs yesterday. I don't know how many chickens she's got. Maybe 100. Maybe it's only 50. I don't know. It seems like quite a pile of them when I was walking through them. We went and collected eggs.
Good morning.
Morning. Somebody's been riding a horse by here. Pile of horse apples beside the road. So anyway, yeah, we went and collected eggs yesterday. She picked up, oh, I don't know, gosh, 2 dozen eggs, I think. I don't know how many of them are laying. But I'm thinking eggs for breakfast when I get back. Maybe she can find some bacon, too. We'll see. We ate fair food last night for dinner. Had Italian sandwiches for lunch. Now, those of you who aren't from Maine, who aren't familiar with this term Italian sandwich, are probably thinking something quite different than what I mean by an Italian sandwich. It's a long roll, your basic Subway long roll. It's not too much different. White bread, as rule, sliced down the middle. And this particular kind of ham, and I believe it's actually American cheese. And then it's filled up with vegetables. Now, it's not a Subway. There's no lettuce in it. You start talking about putting a lettuce on an Italian, and that sends you down to Subway down the street. But it's pickles and olives, tomatoes. And it's black olives. And it's not the canned black olives, it's not the little white, it's not the little black marbles that come in cans that are sort of rubbery and tasteless. These are the brine cured black olives. They have a particular tang. Green peppers. And then the whole thing's slathered with olive oil. And it's wrapped in wax paper. Now, it has to be wrapped in wax paper because nothing else will hold the oil in. I like them after they've had a chance to soak up for, oh, half an hour or so. They slide down real good. It's a, I don't know how far they go south. I don't think you can buy them in Massachusetts. You might be able to get them in New Hampshire. But as far as I know, they're pretty much constrained to Maine, this idea of an Italian sandwich. And it's hard to believe that I've been gone this long and that the Italian sandwich hasn't spread further south. So perhaps it has. I know that the names Amato's is where you really started seeing them 50 years ago. The Amato sandwich shop started showing up around. And then for the really good ones, you had to go into Portland and go to DePietro's on Congress Street. That was a big place to get Italian sandwiches. DePietro's Market turned out to be one of the places that my old captain when I was on a trawler, he used to get all of his supplies, and he'd go in there and buy cheese and sliced meat and bread. He knew the guys in there. And he'd stock up once a week, buy a couple of pounds of prosciutto, a couple of pounds of good salami, a couple of pounds of good cheese, all sliced, sandwich slice. Buy a lot of bread, big rolls, and we take them out. That would be what we would eat while we were underway, fishing. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, whatever a meal happened to be, sandwich. Worked good. Worked real good. Great, great taste, great food. Wonderful stuff. Yeah, I was afraid of that. It's going to start to rain. I'm going to start heading back. I'm not sure. See if I can get the camera out or the recorder out. Yep, 13 minutes. If I start back now, that'll be 26. And that's longer than normal. So perhaps we'll have made up for some of the noise and the sound of cars going by. I'd like to walk through the woods, take a hike, find some of these old logging roads, and take a walk down through the woods one of these days. But the weather is being a bit uncooperative. It's being typical Maine for fall. It's the they almost like it knows they need the dry weather, so it won't come. Obstinate. Now I get to cross 202. I wonder if I can do that without getting run over. Alright, I don't hear anybody. There we go. Safe and sound across the road. So, yeah, yesterday was an interesting trip into the agricultural past. It's interesting to see how well it's doing. I didn't get to see any of the produce, but I did see a lot of the livestock, sheep, cows, the pulling horses. While we were there, a couple of the sulky races were kicking off. watching all the kids with the carny games on the rides, the carny music. It's interesting to hear all of the sounds that I associate with the Cumberland Farm Fair. Even though as a kid I probably only went 4 or 5 times in my life before last night. Big news, the big talk of the day is the Freiburg Fair. Just starting up as soon as the Cumberland County Fair is over. I think it starts up this coming week. Everybody's getting geared up for the Freiburg Fair, which is apparently the biggest in the state. This really is, for all of its, oh dear, there's a couple of big trucks coming. I'm gonna step off the road. For all of the growth that's happened around here, for all of the people who don't work in agriculture here anymore, it's abundantly clear that the agricultural routes, even here, right on the cusp of the city, right where the expansion of the city of Portland has really overlapped heavily into the region. The main drag north, Route 302, through the center of North Windham, comes out of Portland, heads to the Lakes District. That's become impassable in the summer, according to my sister. It's grown up. We took a drive through yesterday, and all of the same kinds of chain stores that I'm used to seeing in Greeley are all there. Other than the different color license plate, they look pretty much like any place else I've been. The accents are a bit diluted, although at the fair last night they were strong and broad. I'm surprised I'm not talking with a Maine accent today. I tend to, my voice patterns tend to shift to adopt to whatever I hear around me. It's not a conscious thing, it's something that happens without my thinking about it. So I'm a little surprised that it hasn't happened. But it felt, in a way, comforting to hear the old accents from home, to hear people talking in the tone and the mode that I'm much more used to hearing than the cowboy twang. Seems almost astonishing to me that I am walking on the same path that I used to walk in high school. So one of the realities of where we lived in relation to the school is that we were the first stop on the school bus line. Or one of the first, if not the first. That school buses took normally an hour. And that in order to be at school by 7:30, I had to be on the bus at 6:30. And frequently what I would do is walk. It was 5 miles. On this route, early in the morning, and a chance to think, book bag on my shoulder, and hiking 5 miles to school. My parents did think I was a bit odd, even then. But it was an opportunity for me not to have to deal with all of the kids on the bus. Usually when I rode the bus, I read. I had always had a book with me, so I was always reading. Sometimes that became problematic. If kids wanted to roughhouse, anybody reading a book was an automatic target. Walking was not that unusual an occupation. Shank's mare was a common vehicle. 5 miles was a long walk, I'll give you that. But I do have a long history of taking long walks, so I guess it's not too surprising. So later today, Lori and I are going to go up to Waterville and meet with a fan, drop off his books, have a little Chinese food in Waterville, Maine, which I know sounds weird, but that's how we're going to do it. I do like Chinese food, some of you know, and this is a good opportunity for me to get out, meet a couple people. See part of the state that I used to live in, Waterville, so get back up to Waterville and check it out, see how it's grown, see how it's changed since I left 25 years ago. It's been a really interesting voyage into my past. I'm wondering who's going to show up on Tuesday night. People know I'm in town, but I haven't had any phone calls or anything. I saw one familiar face sail by in the crowd last night at the fairgrounds. But it's not somebody that would have really known who I was, or might even have been aware that I'm in town. The youngest sister of a high school classmate. A Facebook friend, but not somebody who's necessarily a fan. My goodness, it's noisy out here. It's going to be one of those on-again, off-again rainy days. Stop raining again. But it's still threatening. I've made the turn off the main road now, heading down the driveway. I'll keep it going until I get past the barn. We'll go say hello to the chickens, pigs. Cows are out grazing. They don't care. It's wet. actually quite warm. I said it was 55 when I started out. I don't think that's true. I think it's probably closer to 60. It is damp, and the breeze makes it feel even cooler. Grasses are starting to change color. Splashes of color in the woods. There's a lot of yellow trees when I went up the hill yesterday, or the day before. Fall is definitely in the air. There's been a bunch of ducks circling around. Occasional great blue heron visiting the pond here on the farm. I'm used to seeing them around Greeley, but here they fly right past the window, headed for the pond, skimming across the grass up through the pasture. Morning, ladies. Cow's looking at me like, who the hell are you? See if I can walk by the chickens and have them talk to me. My boots are no longer waterproof, so walking through this wet grass is a pain. Good morning, ladies. Went in there yesterday. My sister was picking up eggs. They were pretty fascinated by my boot laces. Didn't take them long to get over being scared and start pecking at me. Peck, 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 my boots. Funny. Big old chicken coop. Can't go in the back door of the barn. They got the gate up today. Let's go around the front. Neighbor's guinea fowl in here. What are you doing in here? You're not supposed to be in here, are you? Queen, draft, retired draft horse, 30-year-old draft horse. Okay. A couple little piglets in here. I can't see in the dark. What? What? Pig, pig, pig. Pig, pig, pig. More pigs. What? Did I scare you? Alright, alright. Walk up to the fence and tease him by being there. Guinea fowl back in here again. Get out of here, you. So anyway, here we are. Back at the house. Time to latch this on, send it out. And while I'm not at the back gate of my house, I'm at the back gate here, reminding you tomorrow is another day.
Hey there, Nathan Lowell here to tell you about a new book on patiobooks.com. I think you're going to like it. It's called In Broad Daylight, and it's by my boy and yours, Seth Harwood. Seth's the author of the Jack Palms crime series, Jack Wakes Up, This Is Life, and Checkmate. And now he's got a new thriller starring FBI agent Jess Harding, who's tracking a bloody serial killer across Alaska. If you like thrills and chills, my work, or Scott Sigler's, J.C. Hutchins, or any of the stories on Crime Wave, you're going to love In Broad Daylight by Seth Harwood. Give it a shot. Check it out. And when you decide you love it, remember, Nate sent you.
That's right. It's your boy here, Seth Harwood, back with a new podcast novel, In Broad Daylight, starring female FBI agent Jess Harding. You can find it at sethharwood.com, patiobooks.com, and on iTunes. We'll be waiting.